Whip Wake Up Show on a Monday, a Make Us Laugh Monday. If you've got a joke, love to hear it. Listener line wide open. The Whip Wake Up Show, always interactive. WWIB, the I stands for interactive. Here is the Whip Wake Up Show. 715-396-1670. I guess over the years, Western Wisconsin's inspirational broadcaster. But, you know, it can be multifunctional, as Jason sure. Kansas. Good morning.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the idea of it being multifunctional. Yeah.
You're multifunctional. You can write and you can take pictures.
Some days I'm multifunctional. Some days I don't even feel like I'm unifunctional. But that happens. No, it's always curious to me how stations come to their call letters.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Oftentimes there's some meaning behind them. And
mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, Western Wisconsin's inspirational broadcaster, so... you know, one of the sayings from over the years, a little slice of heaven at 103.7. I've been hearing Dawson drop that more frequently nice. On the drive. So,
very nice.
All right, so let me see. You'd kind of let me know recently, a few weeks back, that besides Wordle, right, which is just like you have to guess yep. this five-letter word, you get six tries, that you had a couple other yep. games you were playing on a daily basis, which are what?
Yeah, I play the New York Times mini crossword,
uh-huh.
which is usually like a 5x5 or 6x6 crossword.
Right.
And I also do a game called Connections, which is very challenging. And you're given 16 words, and you have to find four groups of four
mm-hmm.
That connect in some way. And that way can be very broad. So.
And as with anything you get, so I've... It's trying to remember to do it. It's kind of something fun to look forward to at the start of each new day, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It is absolutely something fun to look forward to.
So,
I've done Wordle 680 days in a row or something like that at this point.
Well, and you have a streak that's over 200 now, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, I think I'm at 208 as of this morning.
So here's the thing.
I've got 208 in a row.
I've had a couple of words throw me off, even since I've tried in the last week when I remember, and... So, I mean, I did Saturday in three tries. It was like, I think the word was trick. We can say it now because the day is
yep.
done, right?
But, right, correct.
Boy, yesterday I got the Q and the U and the E, but I did not get it. I kind of left it and then thought I'd get back to it later in the day, and that's dangerous because then I forgot.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it was a challenging word yesterday.
It was...
My friend Josh, who also
okay.
plays,
yeah.
Just said evil. And the word was Q.
Which is Q-U-E-U-E, right?
Right, yeah. And, you know, so a word that uses a Q, which is fairly unusual, but then having four vowels is really unusual. And I was actually thinking after I got it yesterday that there are probably going to be a lot of people who were quite bothered by the puzzle yesterday.
Well, I got to think a lot of people got knocked up because unlike
right.
when we do Wibertle on the air on Wednesdays occasionally, if you guess a letter, we'll tell you it's that they don't do it that way. So if you guess an E
right.
or a U, you just, in that slot, they'll tell you, but they won't let you know elsewhere. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's had to sink a lot of people's. How many turns did you get it in and how did you pull it off?
I got it on four yesterday. And I have no idea why. I think I saw that I had the U and an E, and I don't know if they were in the right spot. And I was like, okay, this has to be a Q at the front end.
Yeah.
And so I thought, I'm just going to try this.
Yeah.
And so I got it on four yesterday.
Nice. I was
yeah.
battling with whether to use the Scrabble word finder. And again, I ended up just leaving it, and then the time expired when it hit midnight for me. So sorry, Cinderella.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the yeah. fact is, like, you know, so I was justifying in my mind, well, I mean, they have range, you know, they let you know in golf or fishing, kind of, you have these finders now, so why not in
sure.
word games?
But. Sure. Yeah.
Anyhow.
Yeah, you do what you got to do.
I didn't do it, and I didn't get it, so. Anyhow, yeah, the Connections is fun, you get better at it, and the New York Times Mini,
yeah.
I mean, so it's a way to challenge that aging
yeah.
brain, I guess. All right, let's
yep.
talk about... Hey, by the way, nice pictures you took over the weekend. Where can people access those?
Yeah, they're on my Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
Where that's mostly where they're... I post some of them on Eau Claire Photography, which
mm-hmm.
is a really fun and encouraging group if,
yeah.
if folks haven't been there. But I post them on my Facebook page, and yeah, I got some great shots yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Saw a bunch of deer this weekend, maybe more than some of the hunters did. I don't know.
Yeah.
And... That was a lot of fun, and I thought some good pictures I was able to put together.
Hmm. I don't know how we're going to tackle this scripture because you got it laid out, Mark 6, 1 through 6. So why don't you at least, do you do the reading of the scripture? We'll do the devotional commentary tomorrow.
Sounds good. All right, it says, Jesus left that part of the country and returned with his disciples to Nazareth, his hometown. The next Sabbath, he began teaching in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed. They asked, where did he get all the wisdom and the power to perform such miracles? Then they scoffed, he's just a carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon, and his sisters live right here among us. They were deeply offended and refused to believe in him. Then Jesus told them, a prophet is honored everywhere, except in his own hometown, and among his relatives and his own family. And because of their unbelief, he couldn't do any miracles among the people except to place his hands on a few sick people and heal them. And he was amazed at their unbelief.
Hmm. What do you think of that?
Yeah, you know, it's always that, what was it that the unbelief was a factor in his being unable to perform a miracle. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm trying to wrap my head around that.
All right, so no answers, just something to ponder.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hear you there. More questions than answers. Yeah. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. All right, folks. Hey, Detroit and Wisconsin, we've got connections. Wisconsin and Michigan. No, the Badgers aren't playing the Wolverines, but it is the Packers and Lions on Sunday. And these guys just resting up on each end from a game yesterday. Right now, Drew Fralick is on the line, stand-up comic and pastor, author. Drew, good morning.
Hey, what's up, Mark?
Hey,
how are you?
We're going to give you a listener joke. Cody is standing up. I know I see a lot of times when it comes to the joke gym on Wednesday night, which is your outreach. You got clean stand-up comedy, 8 o'clock there on the stage, right in the church. That Renaissance Vineyard in Detroit that, you know, you're looking for comedians. So if any of our listeners, I mean, if you're impressed with them, maybe they can make the drive and be there some Wednesday.
All right. That'd be great.
So, here we go. Cody's going to give it a shot. Here we go. Give it a rip, Cody.
What do you call rain on Turkey Day? Foul weather. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Foul weather. There you go.
Hey, what is his name? Todd?
That's Cody.
Listener
Cody.
Todd?
Cody.
Cody, yeah. All right. Hey, drive on out, and we'll give you some stage time.
All right, there we go. The invitation is there for Cody to go to the joke gym. You got it. You got to travel, and you're gonna have to pay your own way. I mean, that's the challenge for stand-up comics who want to go from city to city, right?
Yeah, you got to start somewhere, Cody, and, we don't have much of a budget to put you up or pay for gas. We could pass the cup around at the end of the show if you want.
All right.
But Cody's always welcome.
All right.
We'd love to, have him out.
All right. Well, the Lions, they come from behind. They beat the Bears. There's not been a lot of Thanksgiving. I mean, every Thanksgiving, it's the Lions with game one, Dallas with game two, and Detroit sitting 8-2. How does it feel?
It's weird. I mean, yesterday was... You know, you're a Packers fan. You're
right.
Used to winning. You had decades of of glorious football. Brett Favre,
Super Bowls. Yeah,
yeah. This is weird. I mean, I don't even know. I think the whole city is in shock. We're excited.
Yeah,
this is like totally unfamiliar territory for us.
You guys have never been to the Super Bowl.
What's going on?
I mean, I think you've barely been to the NFC title game. So yeah, 8-2.
Have you heard of, now, Mark, have you heard of SOL? Do you know what that is? Same old Lions?
I
better clarify that really quickly.
I have not heard about that. Thank you for clarifying, though.
Okay, yeah. I realized as soon as that came out of my mouth.
Yeah.
But same old Lions is this thing.
Okay.
And everybody says, oh, SOL.
Okay.
You know, they're going to lose. They're going to blow it.
Not this year.
And yesterday, when they were down, you know, what was it, 11 points with four minutes to go.
Yeah.
I texted my brother. I go, this feels really like... You know, they're going to lose to the Bears.
Yeah.
They're going to lose to the Packers. And then we're going to be right back where we started.
Sure.
And he said, yeah, SOL is lurking in the bushes.
Didn't
That's
happen.
How it just feels. It's this ghost of, like, Detroit football.
Yeah.
Call it trauma, you know. It's just lurking in the background, so.
Well, it's the Dan Campbell
era.
You know. All right. Also, though, in terms of football, wow, 11 o'clock Saturday, Ohio State and Michigan hosting. Michigan has beaten Ohio State 2 years in a row. Here in Wisconsin, I mean, we have Packer Vic. I don't think we have any idea of the intensity of a college football. This is, I mean, this between these two, and it's probably worse this year than ever.
Yeah. Okay. So, in all seriousness, Mark, all jokes aside, it's too much.
Yeah.
Like, people are in this, like, crazy place. Yeah. You have, like, people fighting. I mean, it's gone.
Right.
To this, like, totally toxic place, actually. Like, truly. I'm not joking. You
right.
know, it's just, it's too much. I mean, we were down at the Vineyard regional meeting in Ohio last week.
Yeah.
This is a group of pastors.
Right.
We're all pastors. We're all on the same team, you know. And we're people are booing, you know. I mean, it's light, you know, it's not, there's no fights breaking out at the Vineyard Conference. Not this year, anyways.
But
I mean, it's too much. It's too much, you know.
It is a lot, but I don't know. Most games, if it doesn't involve one of my teams, Packers, Badgers, Brewers, Bucks, I'm less interested. But, wow, Ohio State and Michigan must-see TV on Saturday. Finally, Thanksgiving. I mean, any thoughts, observations, advice for us as we gather with family and friends around the dinner table this week?
Yeah, I got a hot tip for people.
All right.
So what I've been doing to cook is I've been using AI to do all my recipes now.
Okay.
Yes, I've been using ChatGPT to I roasted a goose, deep frying a turkey, and I made pot pies a couple of nights ago. I can't cook.
Wow.
But like AI basically walks you through it.
Huh.
I mean, if you need help cooking, if you're out there, listener Cody or anybody else, you're not a good cook. Use ChatGPT.
So,
you can ask follow-up questions. It's a great way to cook.
Is this going to put the recipe sites and the cookbooks out of business? I mean, does AI write your sermon now?
No, it doesn't. That's totally unethical. I would never do that. But no, it does cook for me. Yeah, I can't wait till it actually cooks. You know, the oven is a robot.
So
that'll
be
fun.
Your tip is use AI to help you cook. All right.
There you go.
Thanks, Drew. All right, there he is. Drew Frelick in Michigan on WWIB. Weekend recap here on a Monday morning, a Make Us Laugh Monday. If you've got a joke, see if you can top Cody's. He had one early this morning. We played it for Drew, and Cody got an invite to go to the Joke Gym in Detroit. So he's going to have to pay his own way, but, you know, it could be the start of a stand-up career.
Sure,
so
there you go.
All right. Hey, family Thanksgiving on Saturday over in the Maiden Rock area was certainly my weekend highlight. I mean, just to get out there, I don't know, just the peace of the country, it was great. Great food. We had on my wife's side of the family, her brother and sister, their kids, and we were able to get together. Shot some hoops with Michael. That was fun. We played a little Gaga ball. Lost one, won one. And our four-year-old niece, Hannah, is just a delight. And you've got youngins in your home. And, you know, my kids are older, so to play with little kids, a lot of fun. So
sure.
Those are kind of my weekend highlights there.
Well, there you go. Well, my weekend started a little early, of course. Thank you again to you guys for holding down the fort while I skipped out of town to head down to Madison to cheer on Rice Lake, my hometown. My little brother's a sophomore on the Rice Lake Warriors football team, and they brought it home, brought the championship home. And being there in person, I'd honestly never been to a game at Camp Randall before, ever. So my first experience at Camp Randall to see my hometown win a state championship in football. I mean, and again, just surrounded by so many people, being right in front or right behind, actually, one of the players on the team, Will Johnson, his parents, and just seeing his dad's just delight when his son made some huge plays, a big fourth down catch, a huge sack at the end to help almost seal the game, too, at the end. And just, it was so cool, again, being a parent as well, to see a parent with, you know, again, a 17-year-old make those huge plays and just see, again, just the pure delight in his face. It just, I think that was worth even more, just seeing as so many parents just so enraptured by seeing their kids succeed, rooting for their kids. It's just, so anyway, so that was just a huge, huge highlight, and enjoyed just some great conversation with my younger brother, Josh, from St. Cloud as we drove down and back. Just, it's really important, I think, sometimes to talk about deeper things, things that matter. And so we just really had a great time talking for a long time. So that was really a huge highlight. And Saturday was very busy and pretty productive. So finally mulched the leaves and mowed the lawn, hopefully one last time. And so got a lot of things done, fixed a string of lights on the house that wasn't working, got a few other errands run and such, and then some family time on Saturday. And certainly enjoyed that Packers game as well, too. I do want us to get a good draft pick, but it's more fun to win.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Stop trying to amuse yourself and start thinking about what makes actual human beings laugh.
The Whip Wake Up Show, three jokes apiece for Caleb and I. We invite yours throughout the morning. The always interactive Whip Wake Up Show. I've got three turkey jokes today, Caleb, you know,
wow,
with the big day coming up. Yeah, yeah. So why did the turkey cross the road?
Why?
He wanted people to think he was a chicken.
I like that. That is good. Here's the thing. The harder it's been to find jokes, the more I just go back to my roots and dad jokes.
Sure,
right? So,
sure.
We'll see what we can do here. How can you tell if a tree is a dogwood tree? How can you tell if a tree is a dogwood tree? By its bark.
There you go. There you go. I'll take it. Yeah. Hey, fruit comes from a fruit tree, so where does turkey come from?
I don't know.
A poultry.
Hey, that's not even a courtesy chuckle, have I?
Thank you.
That's good.
Thank you.
Which kind of bear is the most condescending?
Which kind?
A panda.
All right. You got me. Hey, last one for me this morning, kind of following the theme here. What's the difference between a turkey and a chicken?
I don't know.
Chickens actually celebrate Thanksgiving.
Oh, and finally, one more for me here on a Make Us Laugh Monday on the Whip Wake Up Show. Well, why does Waldo only wear striped shirts?
Why?
Because he doesn't want to be spotted.
All right. Where is Waldo and what's he wearing?
Well, it's a Make Us Laugh Monday, and our friend PCD John with a joke.
What does the turkey do on the computer? Google, Google.
There you go.
Well, his wife Debbie also emailing the headline, Jokes from PCD John. Here's another one. Did you hear about the turkey fight?
No.
He got the stuffing knocked out of him.
Man, John, you're full of Thanksgiving humor. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
So, speaking of Thanksgiving, we have found this list of items that, you shouldn't put in the garbage disposal. I didn't have a garbage disposal for a long time. Then we moved, and now we have one, and I'm still a little afraid of really screwing it up and costing myself a ton of money fixing it.
It is there, but, to keep the plumber out of your kitchen on Black Friday, the experts at Home Advisor recommend tossing these items instead of putting them down the sink. For instance, since grease hardens when it cools, it can clog your pipes, so be careful.
Coffee grounds can get stuck inside the trap of your garbage disposal, so don't put the coffee grounds down there.
All right, pits and seeds, even small ones like olive pits, can get stuck in your disposal and clog the drain.
Avoid putting these things in your garbage disposal after Thanksgiving or any time. Stringy, fibrous, or starchy vegetables can wrap around your disposal's blade and cause a blockage. Thanks.
Also, because rice and pasta both swell when they're submerged in water, they can gather in the trap of your disposal and clog it over time.
Build up. All right. Don't put these items in your garbage disposal on the Whip Wake Up Show. Two more. The thin membrane inside of eggshells can wrap around your disposal's blade.
And the obvious, bones can easily get stuck in your disposal. But everything else,
it's a limited disposal of garbage.
Well, some good news this morning, Caleb. With Thanksgiving on Thursday, the average Thanksgiving dinner cost has dropped to $61.
Okay, so there you go. It's not as expensive as what they projected it to cost last year. Turkeys are gobbling up much less of the Thanksgiving budget this year, so that's the main cost difference between 23 and 22.
Yeah, so the cost of hosting your family and friends, 4.5% less than it was a year ago.
There you go. Go wild on Black Friday.
Uh-huh.
According to the latest American Farm Bureau Federation survey, put the average price of a traditional Thanksgiving feast for 10 people at $61.17, or less than $6.20 per person.
Huh. Trying to think. We've got three Thanksgivings on tap. One of them on my wife's side of the family we had, and it was larger than 10 people. There was turkey and ham, and so that was a good time. And there were multiple pies, and that'll come up on tomorrow's show.
Yes.
Then also, I think my sister Jenny we're going to on the actual day. I think it's going to be a total of 7 people. But then I think my sister Julie said it's pushing close to 30. So that's a little bit more spending.
There you go, Julie. Yeah, so 5.6% decrease in turkey prices, but also whipping cream and cranberries have dropped significantly as well.
Yeah, I'll say the whipping cream down almost 23% and the cranberries down 18%.
To total the Thanksgiving price tag, American Farm Bureau sends volunteer shoppers to visit supermarkets and check food prices in stores across all 50 states and Puerto Rico every year, as well as online using grocery store apps and websites. This is quite the methodology. Wow.
They take it seriously. Absolutely.
So there you go. The survey itemizes the prices of foods traditionally served at Thanksgiving, like turkey, stuffing, and cranberries, to add up to that average cost. So again, we're not just blowing smoke here. This is well thought out.